Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with former Derby County captain Sean Barker alongside, here to bring some reaction to Derby's victory at Charlton tonight. They've won at the Valley by a goal to nil. It's a win that's taken Derby up into second place in League One, up into the automatic promotion places for the first time this season. Reaction on the way from boss Paul Warne. You'll hear from Joe Ward as well back in the side this afternoon. Lots to talk about with Barks, an impressive debut, which we'll come to a little bit later. A goal for Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, who was later taken off with injury, and we'll have an update on him as well. But what did you think of Derby today?
I thought it was a wonderful away performance. You know how much I like a 1-0 win.
Love defending.
But I just love the fact that it has to have a bit of everything in the final 10, 15 minutes of games. When you've not maybe done enough to get the second or third goal and make it that little bit more comfortable, what have you got to hold on to it? And in reality, over the 90 minutes, we didn't give Charlton too many opportunities to test Vickers. There was a couple of routine saves. But apart from that, we defended superbly. You mentioned, obviously, that the debut, I thought Adams was outstanding for the time he was on the pitch. And I think that helped Bird have a wonderful performance. So there were so many players that you could have given the man of the match to, and you could have kind of picked them out. But it was such a good performance for me. Without being exceptional, without being the best we've seen, performances, having to dig in, winning your duels, winning your battles and defending when you had to, I thought it was excellent.
Notable win for a couple of reasons. It takes Derby into the top two for the first time this season, and it's their 10th away win of the campaign. First League One side, maybe only the second side in the EFL to reach that marker. That is impressive stuff.
It is. It's a wonderful and remarkable achievement at this stage of the season to get double figures for away wins in the season. And we've deserved it. I think away from home, there's been a real kind of understanding when you can play, when you have to sit back, keeping clean sheets and obviously making the most of opportunities. And we did that this afternoon. There was an all-togetherness of the group. The celebrations at the end, not only at the end of the game, but during the last 10 minutes, I saw Erin Cashin kind of put his fists up to the crowd. I saw Sonny Bradley do it to blocks, to tackles, to challenges. And I think that's an understanding of the game, understanding the importance of picking up victories however they come. And all in all, it was an enjoyable game. Even though it wasn't full of chances, there was enough in there to show that this team, even when they maybe had a couple of poor performances or a couple of poor results, they can bounce back. And the addition with Adams in there made a huge impact, because the amount of battles that he won, the amount of duels, second balls he landed on, and I just thought that helped the whole dynamic of the team. So positive performance, great result, and obviously to get in the top two is wonderful.
Yeah, some debut for Ibu Adams, who was Rams TV's player of the match this afternoon. Let's get some reaction for you from the Valley. Here's the boss, Paul Warne.
Yeah, really proud of the team, love the team, love the group. I said it's like the best group, you know, they've been amazing. And to get through this window has been a trying time, to be fair, so just glad the window shut and then like, right, here we go, eyes down for full house really. And I thought, you know, I asked the lads to care about each other, care about the game, care about the club, care about, you know, their seasons as a professional footballer. They're really precious, and they did, and their performance was like that, because I said, like, if you miss a tackle, in my opinion, it means you don't care for your teammates. If you miss a header, if you're not aggressive on a set piece, and I don't want players here that don't care. And I thought today, you know, from start to finish, everyone who played a part, I think 16 players played a part, all cared and all wanted to win and all done enough. Look, another day they could score in the last minute, I'd have still been really proud of the performance. Away from home, you have to work really hard, you have to battle the crowd at times, you might not get the rub of the green or the decision, but you just have to perform at a level. And I thought the wing backs were outstanding, I thought the back three really good, apart from the first few minutes I didn't like it, but the midfield three, obviously Abu, felt like he had a, like he was there. Oh, that sounds a bit weird, he was there. I just felt like you could feel his presence from the outset. He covered the ground well, you know, started counter-attacks, blocked shots, and everything. And in fairness, he was, you know, he had two good wingmen with Birdie and Connor. I thought they were really good as well. And Birdie could have got a brace today. So as long as my answer keeps going, I just thought we were really good. And I was really proud of him. I was. It's one of the most enjoyable away performances I've had in many a year.
So what from the performance, because there's lots of elements that you spoke about there, what sort of made you feel that it was that good today?
Well, I just thought we got our basics really good, right? Our basics were bang on the money. So all our, apart from one first half, all our throw-in setups were right, in and out of possession. All our set pieces had a bit more threat. When we counter-attacked, obviously there's going to be a pass go astray, but they were trying to play the right pass. And sometimes away from home, you have to accept the fact you just have to turn the opposition. You're not here to entertain everyone here. You're here to entertain the kind Rams who turned up. So it's about winning. So that's what I liked. I thought our basics were really good. And when we changed and, you know, we put more defensive players on, the commitment to do well is what I'm proud of. So, look, you can be amazing, you can do everything right, and you can lose a football game. And, you know, when I come out and do interviews and I've lost, you know, everyone's expecting you to be like, ooh. But it's a performance thing. And if you care about what you do and you perform at a level and you give everything, losing a game isn't like, you know, it's not the end of the world. There's another game next week. So you just need to get habits. So, like, last week when we won 2-1, I wasn't very happy because the performance level was honking. Today we won 1-0 and our performance level was significantly higher, and it's a good thing to, it's a good barometer to go by. Like, these are spent proper dough in January. They've got a new manager sitting up watching. I know what it's like when a new manager comes as a player. You know, you suddenly feel like you can run a bit more weirdly. So our lads had to match all of that today, and they did. And yeah, I'm really, really proud of them. They're good kids.
And the winning goal from Nat, well taken. And good work from Max Bird too.
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, I say this all the time, but they're really well coached by Rich. Rich worked out the press, how to get the ball back, and we got it back. And Birdie, you know, you have to be brave with the press, because sometimes if they get out, you feel vulnerable, but you just got to back yourself to be better than the opposition. So we went after them, and obviously the way to pass to Nat was a joke, and Nat limped his way in there and scored, so I couldn't have been happier. Second goal would have been nice. Like, Birdie had a couple of really good chances, and not that anyone ever in the history of football will ever doubt Birdie's dedication to this great football club, but I mean, his performance today was pretty outstanding.
You mentioned Nat hobbled his way through to score. What's the situation with him? Because I was Nat, sorry, I know you were just distracted off camera there.
With Callum. He got a bit of a crack. I think the stud went through his boot, so his foot's in a bit of a state. I don't know if he's broke his foot, or hopefully not. It's a bit bloody. I wouldn't have wanted to see it when I've been eating, that is for certain. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything too dramatic, but he did come out in crutches and a boot, which isn't the most pleasing thing for a manager to see. But, yeah, so I don't honestly know more than that.
Corey Blackett-Taylor not involved today. No. What was the situation with him?
We did crossing and we done some crossing and some shooting, a light session on Monday. He just felt his groin a little bit. And it's just he hasn't trained enough to be part of it. And weirdly, I had no intention of playing him here. I know that sounds crazy, and but I didn't. I just didn't think he'd have a good game here. I mean, he's had many good games here, but I just thought it might become too much. That sounds awful, but it's the truth. And I thought, so we didn't rush anything, you know, take our time with him getting properly right, and hopefully he'll join back in next week. So it's no drama, but I just felt that, you know, the occasion, until he settles into being a Derby player, it might have been too much. And, you know, we won, so obviously it was the right decision.
Paul Warne there. More from him on the website later if you want, to dcfc.co.uk, the place for the full interview with the Derby head coach. A couple of things to pick up on from that, Sean, not least the updates on Nathaniel Mendes-Lang and Corey Blackett-Taylor. You would have never known from the way he took his goal that Nathaniel Mendes-Lang was struggling with anything at all.
I spotted it, Owen, just a moment before. It was,
commentator's curse. I said that he looked like he was struggling. He came onto the pitch and was hobbling around, but the way he took the goal, you would never have thought it. It was a wonderful pass from Max Bird, who intercepted it in the first place. The weight of the pass was perfect. It just meant that Nat could have a touch and find that far corner. And that's what he's done this season. Those moments where you've needed him, where you need him to get a goal or an assist, he's stood up to the task. And it was a brilliant finish and a good goal to separate the two sides.
He's provided so many moments for Derby like that this season. Just on Max Bird, we talked about him ahead of the game because he's had an interesting week. He signed for Bristol City. He'll move at the end of the season, back on loan with Derby until the end of the campaign. And I know some supporters have sort of questioned that and have said that they would prefer him not to be at Derby. But if there were any questions about his commitment and his ability, surely he has answered that any critics today.
Well, I'd ask them people whether they value a possibility of getting promoted or showing disappointment to a player that's showed nothing but commitment and dedication to this football club while he's here. any player has the right when the contract finishes to not sign if they don't want to. It's the club's objective and opportunity to try and get them to sign. And for whatever reason, Max feels it's a good opportunity to move on. Now, saying that, he has to put in a performance when he's here. And he did this afternoon. I thought it was outstanding.
Let's get some more reaction from the Valley. We can hear from Joe Ward.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We came here with a plan. You know, we worked as hard as we could and dug in. Knew it was going to be tough, but we got the 3 points, which is great.
In terms of the game, did it sort of play how you expected it to, in line with that game plan?
Yeah, we knew they were going to be a threat. They've got some good players, you know, physical, aggressive. So it was always going to be a battle. But, yeah, we dug in. We did what we needed to do up until the 90 minutes and the extra time. So, yeah, we did what we did and we got the 3 points.
You've been here and done it before in this division, been promoted from this division previously. How important can wins like this be on the road come the end of the season?
Yeah, massive, huge. You know, 1-0 wins are great, and it'll be massive come the end of the season.
For yourself, how nice it is to be back out there and playing your part in it?
Yeah, massive. It's great to play. Obviously, I haven't been playing much, but you know, I've been keeping myself right and believing that, you know, when I get a chance, hopefully I can take it, and hopefully I took it today, and yeah, it was great to be back out and get minutes in and help the team to a win.
Yeah, we know you've had to bide your time with so much competition in that right back spot. How important is a performance like today? What does that mean to you, playing so well and contributing to the win like that?
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was great playing a bit higher up in the wing back position, which I'm more comfortable in. So there's a lot of competition which keeps us all on our toes. And we know if one blows up, we've got another strong one to come on. And ultimately, that's what we need. You know, strength in every department, because that's what wins us games and will hopefully win us promotion.
You've mentioned that strength in departments with a few coming back. When you look over to the bench, how good does it feel to have a stronger bench to look over at than you might have in previous weeks?
Yeah, massive. You know, it just fills you with confidence having people come on any time of the game, strong players. So. Yeah, it's great, and it's definitely fills you with confidence.
It's been quite a few really memorable wins on the road this season. You can still hear the away fans now. What's it like winning in front of those that have made this long journey down?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, our support is fantastic. Like, it's 2,000. Like, it's just unbelievable. The noise they make, you know, it just spurs you on and motivates you to win games, and it'll be massive for us in the promotion. Hopefully getting promotion this season.
Back to Pride Park next weekend. How much is it about building on these two back-to-back wins you put together when Shrewsbury come and visit?
Yeah, it's very important. We've got to build. Momentum is massive in a promotion run. You know, it is about performances, but probably this part of the season is more, you know, winning. So we just got to do anything to win. Everything and anything.
That's Derby defender Joe Ward after today's win at Charlton. Results from everywhere else today, and it was a good day for Derby. Oxford dropping points in the early kickoff held at home by Reading. Bolton and Barnsley sharing the points in one of the 3 o'clock games. Bolton led there for a long time. Barnsley led there for a long time before Bolton's equaliser. Defeat for Peterborough. They scored twice in added time, but lost 3-2. At home to Wigan, despite Wigan having a man sent off with 15 to go. There was a victory for Portsmouth, the leaders, who look like they might be starting to put things back together. They beat Northampton pretty handily in the end. So this is what it means for the League One table. Derby up into the automatic promotion places for the first time. 4 points behind the leaders, Portsmouth, but with a game in hand. Everything is sort of distorted a little bit by the disparity in the games played. Cliche goes, you better have the points on the board, of course, but Derby second for now. At the other end, Charlton continuing to look rather nervously over their shoulders. Reading and Cheltenham, the two teams with the best chance of getting out of danger, although Fleetwood won today as well to send Carlisle to the bottom of the table. Just before we go, a couple more words on today's game, Sean, and I feel as though we should maybe give the final word to the debutant, to Ebu Adams, who was outstanding for the Rams this afternoon.
He was, and I think the impact he's made in his opening game goes to show what we've been lacking and what we've been missing this season. we've need a destructive midfielder that goes around, that wins second balls, that challenges. He was probably quite lucky in one of the challenges to only get a booking, but he was full-blooded, full throttle in the first 45 minutes. And that, for me, just adds that little bit of composure, a little bit of time for the likes of Max Bird, who again was outstanding, and Connor, just to get on the ball and play some of the stuff that they can do technically. So we've missed a player like that. We've been crying out for one. Hopefully he's the player that will go straight into that midfield and make the difference that I saw he made this afternoon.
Yeah, great debut for him. He's certainly set a standard going forward. That's it for us. If you want more reaction, it'll be on the website for you. dcfc.co.uk for now. From me, Barks, and the team. Goodbye.